listening to The Kelly Slusher Show with your host, Kelly Slusher. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, whichever part of the day. I think it's like more like, well, good evening, all, you all. Because I've been noticing that a lot of my listeners, you guys listen to me at night. Not all of you, but there is these Wednesday at 8 p.m. Anyway, thanks for coming back and listening, and you can still listen to my replays. I'm not able to get to my podcast as much as I want to get to my podcast. I have, you know, we've got these like time frames, you know, time frames, and in the time frames, the time seems to be going by with all kinds of stuff. I think about that stuff. You know what? UPS, actually FedEx should be called Stuff Express. Got your stuff. Got all your stuff. Oh, did you get my stuff? Yeah, here's my stuff. I pay extra storage space for all my stuff. I got a speeding ticket for the first time in my life. It was a couple weeks ago. That's how busy I've been. I haven't even checked in with you guys. I've been driving a lot, and I go down to, you know, about, it's like an hour drive, busy bee, and I'm driving, and there's this one area, and I know I'm doing it. It's this corridor, and there's usually no cars around, and there's no way for cars to turn, and, you know, so every time I've done it so many times. And never did it occur to me that I could get a speeding ticket. It's 45, you know, and I'm like, I go up this little hill. I see the cop. He's on the other side. And I'm like, oh, he's on the other side. I'm good. Just like speed up this hill. And I'm like, la, 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 la. Wait, I'm getting pulled over by a motorcycle cop? No way. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. But... This is a thing. Anytime you get pulled over for speeding, I have gotten pulled over for speeding one other time, but I got out of it because I was upset because my cat had just died. And so I was crying and the lady cop was like, okay, well, slow down. But I didn't really have a good reason this time. They always ask you, why are you in such a hurry? Where are you going? And you know, I was like, well, I'm going to work. And, it's funny though, because now I'm gonna think of list of things to say. Like, there's a sale at Macy's. I was trying to get to the sale at Macy's. Would it change things? What are you gonna say? Oh, I'm just, you know, committed a crime and I'm getting out of there. I don't know, why do they ask that question? It's really funny. Like, does anyone? I mean, I was telling the truth, but if you weren't, you know, maybe they analyze your answer. But he was nice. He let me off a little bit. Like, he reduced the miles that I was going because I did say, which is true. I think my odometer, and it's totally true. I tested it the other day. It's saying I'm going faster than I actually think I'm going. It's about like 2 or 3 miles over. And then he reduced the ticket too. A little bit less, so it saved me a bunch of money. It's even funny, like, even like he came to the side window and I had all my stuff in the side, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry about my mess, forgetting I'm talking to a cop. It's like not just a regular person. But anyway, and because I was being nice to him and didn't, you know, I admitted, I'm like, yeah, I did that. Sometimes you will get, you know, they'll be a little bit easier for them to not give you the full, you know, because some people are rude or mean or whatever. Like, don't do that. Just be cool. Unless, of course, you're being harassed and it's uncalled for. Okay. So you all know, if you've been listening long enough, I have this sketch comedy character. Her name is Debbie Nancy. She talks like this. Debbie Nancy, she sells real estate, you know. She's actually a manager at Clam Jumpers, but she's, you know, she's really transitioning into real estate. And she has her own, like, she has her own gallery space. Coming on gallery space downtown Penryn, but it's more like online, but she's gonna do it. So everything that she does, she's kind of thinking about it. So the other day, how she looks, and I have the wig, she's this blonde wig, total 80s looking, 90s, and you know, like like a bob, but it's like kind of layered. And then like her clothes are like, she still like rocks like the shoulder pads look, you know, she's like an 80s mom. She really has the 80s mom type of look, yet she's current. Like if you've ever walked around in these stores, there's a JCPenney's. Maybe it's gotten better, but I remember like 5 years ago going into the JCPenney's near my house. I'm actually back in that location now. Walking in, just wanting to get something, I looked at all the clothes. It looked like a new thrift store because the people that were shopping there were the older people. So if you've noticed this, they do wear styles from way back when, not like in the 80s hip, you know, with shoulder pads and, you know, and like the neon stuff, but just more like the mom look because they're from that era. That's what they look like. That's why they have the same hair. So I'm driving the other day and I look over and this lady is standing in her driveway and it was Debbie Nancy. She looked exactly like Debbie Nancy. I was like, are you kidding? I stop and stare at her. I'm like, oh my goodness. It would have been rude to take a picture. So I didn't take a picture. But I could not believe what I was seeing. It was Debbie Nancy. It was the hair. It was the everything and the way she looked. And it was someone I knew. It was their neighbor. So then I said, hey, who's that neighbor lady? She's got the hair. And like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, she's an author. She gives presentations. I'm like, I want to go to her presentations of her, what she's authoring. So I thought that was really brilliant. I couldn't believe I was like face to face with Debbie Nancy. And anyway, Debbie Nancy, she's one of those people, she's like, oh yeah, I like to, you know, my home decor, you know, I kind of like, what was I thinking the other day, like, everything's eclectic. Oh yeah, I like this lamp. It's going to look great. It's going to be really eclectic. I like that look. And then that sofa I got with the chair, yeah, they don't really match, but it's eclectic. She's really into the eclectic. So I was at a show a few weeks ago, and there's this guy sitting on the side of the stage. There was a sound guy, you know, he was like towards the back of the space of the area, so I know where the sound guy is. And then there's this other guy like up on the stage, like kind of it towards like by the side of the stage. There's these steps that go up and there's this little area where the bands can hang out, and he was sitting in the area where the band's hanging out, but kind of by the stage, and he had his laptop. And I was just laughing. He had these nerdy little, like, glasses, and he kind of had a nerd, not in a bad nerd way, but just like the short hair with the glasses and then like the button-up t-shirt. He had a button-up t-shirt on, you guys. He had a button-up, shirt. I don't know. Anyway, business shirt. We'll call him a business shirt right now. Anyway, so I kept laughing and I'm like, what is that guy doing? Why would you be up there with your laptop right by the stage where the bands are playing? What is he doing? And I was like, maybe he's doing lights. But I looked at the lights and I'm like, nothing's changed with the lights. They're not going crazy. It's the same thing. What is happening? They're like looping. Yeah, there was something going on the sidewall and probably, you know. And so I asked my friend and I was like, what do you think this guy's doing? And she's like, he's probably doing his taxes. So that was so funny, this idea of being like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the show, but I really gotta get my taxes done. So you decide to set up by the side of the stage. And this was a previous joke I had made of, anyway, if you recall, this is a joke I made about someone going to like a festival and they set their tent. It was like a camp out festival in the woods, and they set their tent right up by the side of the stage, and at 10 o'clock they went to bed and they're like, can you keep it down? I'm trying to sleep. And the bands are playing. Anyway, he's like doing his taxes. You just see the doing his taxes. Mm-hmm. The band, they're like rocking out. Oh, let's see, what was the gas mileage? I can write that off. Okay, let's see, I drove about. He's like, it's really funny. Turns out he was doing the lights. But I thought that was funny. I'm just doing my taxes, you know. I'm at the show, you know. Can I get another beer? Yeah, I'm like sitting at the bar, like doing my taxes. Okay, oh yeah, I'm partying and working. It's great. Oh boy. So I'm planting my garden and people are like, what are you gonna plant? What are you planting? I'm like, oh, nachos, cheeseburgers, pizza, maybe some go-gurt. What if you could just plant like full meals? Over there, that's gonna be the pasta, that's the lasagna. That's a lasagna bed. I'm hoping to keep rodents out of that. And then I thought about a punk band This is really dumb. So stupid, but I can totally see this. What if you had a punk rock band and they were called Caffeine, but it was like cat, C-A-F-Fiend, Caffeine, and it was like speed metal? That's really stupid, I know. But if you took it to the level of actually doing it, it would be really funny. And, okay, this is, but what is up with autocorrect? I'm going to actually do some research on this autocorrect thing. Because I call it, you know, it's auto-incorrect. You will be typing a word, the right word, and it will suggest an incorrect spelling of that word. I don't understand that. Is it like, it's got to be a joke. It's got to, whoever wrote that has got to be like, you know, I'm typing out car. I'm typing out cheese. Did you mean chin with an S? You meant in, right? You didn't mean to write cheese. You mean to write chin. No, I didn't mean to type that. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, how could they not have figured this out? It's gotta be on purpose. It's gotta be. There's too much. If you think about how amazing this technology is for our phones, like, when I was a kid, if I had a little iPhone, oh my gosh. Let's play a sketch.
Mother, I don't like those spoons that you ordered. Mother, my socks are too tight. Mother, these shoes that you just bought me, I just think I need another pair. Mother, when are you going to make dinner? Mother, I'm really exhausted. Do you mind giving me a back rub? Mother, what is this that you just sent to me? How did you know I needed Egyptian black licorice toothpaste? Mother? Mother? Mother!
I think it's funny, people who have moms like that. Like, I have a mom like that. Like, my mom will, like, do anything for me. I could be like, Mother, do this, Mother, which I won't. But I definitely have that kind of mom who would be like, shall I make you? And she would do anything. She would do anything for me, my sister, and my brother. And that's really sweet. But not everyone has a mom like that. I seem to have friends who have moms like that. We seem to, like, attract each other.
Mother, my soup is too cold. Mother, and also calling your mom mother. Mother is just wrong. Father, or what's the other one? Sister. Sister, what are you doing? Sister. Mother, I can't get on with life. I can't get on with life.
The other day, and as I was talking about driving a lot and being busy, I have learned to slow down since that speeding ticket. And I will tell you that I am actually grateful for it, even though it's $244 plus $52 for traffic school. not cool. Okay, so I have a membership for this gym, Anytime Fitness. I'm sure you've seen it around. The good thing about Anytime Fitness is they're all over, they're everywhere. So when I went to Arizona, I was able to go to Anytime Fitness. They had a bunch of, you know, quite a few. Same gym membership. And then there's one up here. There's like a bunch down where I go and I drive down. And so sometimes I'll use the gym just to go to the bathroom, and I'm sure other people have done this. It's kind of brilliant, you know? So I'm all busy, and I'm going, and then, like, I park, and I run into the gym, and it was a different one, and I just walk in. I'm like, where am I? It was really in my head. I was like, where am I? I couldn't figure out where I was at. I was like, am I in Mesa? No, wait, which one? Wait, where? Oh, yeah, I know where I'm at. Granite Bay. Okay. Yeah, anyway, I thought that was really funny. Where am I? I actually had this conversation, like, going way too fast. No more going way too fast, self. I'm learning how to just kind of slow down. I played a show the other night, and it was super fun. Highlights. What were the highlights of the show? Of course, my posse, my little group of friends showed up, which is like the best. And that's always just like a laugh fest. It's like giggle fest. Like this group of people, I won't stop laughing. I mean, it's just one thing. You don't even mean to laugh. It's just like the things. And then, I don't know if he's going to listen to this, but one friend, he went to say goodbye and hug me and he fell on me. And it was really awkward and really weird. And then he leaves. And then my friend's like, what was that? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, he did, you know, that was an accident. He didn't mean to fall on you. And I was like, cause I was sitting down and he went to like kind of hug me. And it was like, all of a sudden he's just like, he's like on me. I'm like, ooh, that was weird. No, that was a really fun show.
Horse pieces in a chess game. They are horse pieces in a chess game. Horse pieces in a chess game. Horse pieces in a chess game. It's the horses. Let's hear it for the horses.
Yay!
For the horses. They are in every game. It's the horses in the chess game. The horses in the chess game.
Yay!
Horses in the chess game has never been this great.
Yeah, what about those horse pieces in the chess game? Do you just not ever think about them? What? Seriously. They're important too. You think their feelings don't matter? Well, they do. Oh, that was a song I wrote just whimsical one day, and it kind of stuck, so I recorded it. So, I went to a cafe earlier, and I like to go. There's this one I like. I love coffee culture, by the way, if you guys don't know this about me. Love cafes, love coffee shops, but like mom and pop stuff. Like, I don't do the corporate world does not excite me. It's more about the mom and pop shops. Anyway, I'm sitting in the coffee shop and I go in there because I love coffee and I also love to, it really gets me to sit down and write in my journal and like write and, you know, be creative and draw and stuff. And so I don't really do that as much when I'm home, but if I go to a coffee shop and I'm enjoying the music and so I'm sitting there doing my thing. I like to write poetry cause I'm a dork. No. But I do. I mean, lyrics. I mean, really, it's really to help me write better lyrics. So anyway, so this band in the front, it's like this really hip little, it's a big coffee shop. And I love this place. It's my first choice. But it's always really crowded. I've never gone in there when it wasn't really busy. I mean, maybe, but especially on a weekend. So I'm sitting in the back and in the front, and it was quite a distance. This band starts setting up, and it's this little jazz quartet, and they're playing, and I was like, wow, this reminds me of my friend's band. I haven't seen her, you know, I haven't seen her, those people, since I got back. So I'd find her number, and I text her. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting in this cafe, and this little jazz quartet's playing. It sure remind me of you, like your band, you know, you guys should play here. So I'm sitting there, and then I'm just like, wait a minute. That is them. I'm like, oh my gosh. That is them. And I just told her, okay. So I was like, okay, let's make sure. Yep, that was them. I'm like, how did I not put two and two together? Oh, I saw a band, looked exactly like you, sounds just like you. You guys should play here. So I texted her back and I was like, oh, I'm a dork. That is you guys. So then like when I went to leave, I walked past them. I put money in the tip jar, and she looks up at me and she's like, oh, she has a surprise like, oh, look at you. And I was like, I walked away. But I just think that's so silly. Like, why would I have not? I don't know. Who knows? Who knows the process of what's happening inside of my head? I kind of live in a different realm. I mean, I'm here with you all, but something else happening. In my little imaginary world. And I really want to open. Okay, I love people watching, but I'm very discreet about it. I try not to like just stare at people. So when I go to places, I try to set up in a place where I can, like, you know, watch people, because that's when I get, like, really good ideas. I get comedy ideas. I get podcast ideas. Sometimes I'll get an idea, like, I'll see a person and I just want to write, like, a whole, like, just seeing one person, like, a character, you know, I just want to write just about that person. So I used to do more of that. They'll inspire a character. So people, just people are inspiring. Just existing. Overhearing conversations, you know, it's just fascinating to me. It's way more entertaining than TV. So then I was thinking, I would love to open my own restaurant and invest in it myself. Come up with all the money so I don't have any bank saying, no, we can't loan you money because that's a bad idea. Because it is going to be a bad idea. It's going to be this restaurant, and it's going to be in a busy location, and it's going to have all the features of hip. You know what I'm talking about. You walk in, you're like, these guys have good taste. They're very current. Hardwood floors, you know, the artisan wood tables. You've got the hip couches. They're clean and they're elegant. Look at the elegant style, the way they've got that menu. Yeah, all of the bells and whistles are popping off in my head. You know, I'm a culture vulture. I'm a culture vulture myself. I can't say that I'm not. Of course I am. I'm attracted to the same places. So I'm making fun of myself too. But, you know, it's just really funny. Of course, you know. But I also don't mind going to some, like, very mom and pop, like, not cool. Like, sometimes things are so not cool, they're cool, you know. Like, you're in, like, a old grandma's, like, you know, there's some, like, cafe in the middle of nowhere. I mean, that's cool, but they're not trying to be cool. Those are rare, but sometimes you find these, like, really cool gems like that. And so, but I want to have the menu say, I want it to be just jargon. I want it to be, like, makes no sense. Like, none of the stuff. Like, instead of sandwiches, it's, like, hand witches, and, like, plates and salads, slates and palettes. Like, just get it really wonky. And then, like, all of the menu items, the words that nobody knows. And they're like, oh, is this it? But words that are in English, but they're going to be mushed together, weird. It's not going to make sense, but it's going to look exactly like a place people want to go. And hire people that have, like, the ability to just hold it together, because it's only going to last for a couple weeks before people get really mad. And, like, they walk in and, like, nothing that you serve is anything they would even know what it is. Even, like, the muffins would not be regular. Like, it would be, like, something weird. Like, it would be, like, eggs and pickle muffins, you know, just, like, really random stuff. And, like, the coffee isn't coffee. It's just, like, this, it's something else. It's like nothing they know exists. And so it creates, like, the wall between, like, a customer being able to buy something. So it's like, it's anti-business type of thing where they don't know what they don't even know what it is. And then they would walk in, they would expect, like, this to make sense because that's what, you know. So it's literally these places that are successful, like this one particular place, they have it dialed. I mean, they've got everything makes, it's very clear. It all makes sense. You know, it's just, and then they just have a good system. And, you know, of course, because you don't want to put anything between the customer and getting money. And that's the whole idea. But it'd be super funny to just have something like that and just kind of have cameras, you know, like maybe have a little warning, like, you know, you are filmed, so people won't be suing. But like watching people just be like, what is this place? And then always have like the customer service person be like, act as if there's nothing strange. Like, it would have to keep a straight face and have a script. People are like, well, what, do you have coffee? We have, you know, and just like, we have the blah, blah, blah. Well, what is that? It's chicory. We don't do caffeine here. We do, you know, and so I don't know what it would be, but something that would, I've always wanted to have like a business that would never succeed. I know that sounds weird, but just as almost like an ex- just have the experience, because people, and not in a bad way, but you know what? It might end up being successful, but things that, I don't know. Anyway, I'll stop. I'll get off my rant. So why not? So suede, right? Suede and leather. Suede. Let's talk about suede. Why is it that you have to not allow suede to get wet if you have it on your, if you're wearing a suede jacket? Oh no, it's raining. I've got a suede jacket on. Oh man, it's ruined. When a cow is the suede jacket. Am I correct about this? Right? Suede is like cow skin. Okay, well, the cows, does like, oh, so if it rains, is a cow running for cover? Oh, I'm all suede. I gotta run for cover. Does that make sense? There's some people that have a full cow on their, as a carpet. I'm walking on the cow, just walking. Yeah, I think that would look really good. That would look so good. That would look so good. All right. So I was at this poetry thing the other day. There was someone that invited me to it. Like at the, like a table, sitting around a table, and you're like writing poetry and stuff. And it was like, I actually really appreciated it. I actually ended up writing this poem about my dad, and they submitted it, and it's going to be somewhere on some festival thing, whatever. It's okay. I mean, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, what's the best poem? But it was from my heart. Anyway, but the other ladies that were on, like, they were all really serious. See, I have a hard time never joking. Like, I have a hard time being serious. Like, seriously, everything is funny. Like, I'm one of those people, I find humor just a lot. I mean, everything is just kind of funny to me. Like, so if I'm in a room full of people that don't find humor to be, you know, they're more like, you know, I like to sit and write prose and poems, and I'm thinking of words and stuff, which is great. I do that too. But I lean more on the wackadoo, the wacky side of things. So I knew that we're going to have to read our poems after. So I was like, and all their stuff was just, is, you know, their content and everything they're writing about was really serious. So I thought it'd be really funny. So I started writing out, like, I write and write and write. Like, I don't have a hard time writing stuff. So I have pages and pages that I wrote when I was there, and I ended up just giving them this one poem that I'd written. But then I took this, I was like imagining reading this in front of them. Because they were like these older ladies, and they're just a different generation, and you know, it's like I was saying, like, they take themselves a little more serious, and so knowing I was going to read, so then I started writing stuff that I thought would be super funny to make them think I was being really serious, and so this is what I wrote. I'm sure you've had it all. I'm sure you've had. I'm sure you've. I'm sure I. I want to go to the ball. No one has balls anymore. A little bit of celery, a little salary, a celery soup. Soup in a cup, soup in a bowl, soup on a plate, makes a mess. Candlelight or a fake candle fight. Is your dog texting your cat? Have you seen that yet? I want a messy house, says no one. It's so dumb, but it was like imagining, like, being really, like, straight-faced about it, like, actually, I think that might be one of my new favorite things to do. Are you in the theater? As a matter of fact, no. Why do you ask? Do you think I'm star quality? I want to go home, but I don't know what home is. Oh, wait, then it gets deep. The others always know. Someone always sing an old song, never come back and play along. I don't know this tune. Trying to write improv poetry, rusty like a chain or an old tree. Okay. Oh, yeah, I want to go home. Okay, I'm terrible at improv poetry or any improv with a group of others. Which is probably not true, but it's just crazy. So, I will leave you with my poem that I wrote about my dad. It's called Your New Old Home. You've always had it your way, but not today. It's time you stay. As you fall up and fall down, you hum your song about the clowns. You never know the real meaning, but it doesn't mean you're leaving. The hallway floors reflect the sadness of your chair on wheels, lips smacking on brown cake and cream. In between your loblolly meals, your old new home is not young and smells of Old Spice and sorrow, and you're 100% sure you'll be going home tomorrow. So my dad, when I was visiting, he kept playing Send in the Clowns. That, like, it's, oh, it is one of my least favorite songs, and it's the, Frank Sinatra sings it, a bunch of people sing it, but it's just, oh, please, please. But he would play it, and he'd be like, oh, I love this song. I'm like, not that one again. I never liked it, like, one time, and now I'm this, like, the 20th time. And then one time he was like, there's this song, they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. Ho-ho, hee-hee, to the funny farm where life will... Anyway, it's like this really old song, funny farm song. I believe that's what it's called. But I came in to him playing that, and it just kind of strangely, what do you call it? Telling, like foretelling of what happened to him, because they actually had to get my dad and they had to take him to the care facility because he was just getting too, it was too much for my mom. So they did come and take him away. So when he was listening to that, I kind of actually had that in my head, like thinking, I wonder if there's ever a time where we're going to have to like put you in a care home, Dad. Anyway, but the lobgolly, yeah, he, and then I used to make him cake. I'm like, do you want, what do you want? What kind of cake do you want? I remember one time asking, what kind of cake would you like? He's like, oh, the brown kind. What does that mean? You mean chocolate? Chocolate cake with Dad? Okay, I can make that. He's so silly. Okay, well, I leave you with that. And I love you guys. Thanks for listening. And yeah, all right. Have a good, healthy, lovely rest of your week. And until next time. All right. Adios, amigos.